All right, so I got an audio going. We all need to get to the place in our faith, if we're not there already, and that is that we realize when we see how few is few, puny number, Matthew 7, coming, that it shouldn't stumble us, it should strengthen us. And why is that?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Confirming the word of God is true.
Yeah, it's a confirmation. Yeah. It is ready. Think of it this way, brothers. It's not, oh, God's word isn't powerful and God's word isn't changing their lives and where is God's word being lived out with all these people. No, actually, God's word is, these people are a prophecy. They are a fulfillment of prophecy. Because it's exactly what the Bible says is going to be. So that should greatly encourage you when you see this, when you're one of the elect and you see how few the elect are. And Jesus says, will there be any faith left on earth when I return? It's like, I want to be that one of them. I'm going to be one of them. And you see how few it is. It will strengthen your faith. It will strengthen your faith. Much like, I'm sure, think about if you were Noah. Have you thought about this?
He probably got ridiculed for quite a while.
Yeah. So he got ridiculed. He got laughed at, all stuff. But think about Noah. Have you ever thought about what Noah was thinking? Building an ark. It's only him. We only know he's the believer. We have no evidence that his family's a believer. That they followed the patriarch back then, so we know he was a righteous man before God. And so what was Noah thinking? Oh, come on. The whole earth? Just me? You can't be serious. There's got to be more people coming on. We can put some more rooms in this place. What was he thinking? I think he was believing God's word, and God said, I'm going to flood the earth and kill it, and I'm going to spare you. And I think Noah was saying, I believe God's word. I don't see any more righteous people. And it's coming. And he got the ark ready, and he got on. So we got to be like a Noah, don't you think?
Amen.
Yep. We got to believe God's word for what it says, and it should strengthen you, not weaken you. Because you know what it is? If it weakens you, what is it?
Doubt.
Yeah, keep going. Where is it coming from?
Unbelief.
What did you say?
Unbelief.
Unbelief. And what did you say, Brother Purgos?
Your flesh.
Yeah, because it's our flesh that wants a whole bunch of people around us. Oh, it'd be great if we had 50 or 100 brothers and everybody wants to love the Lord and serve him without. That'd be great. It's kind of a fleshly thing because we see it's not reality, right? It's kind of like saying, well, I wish I could drive to work today and find a 20-pound gold nugget alongside the road and cash it in, and I wouldn't have to work anymore. Okay. What la-la land are you driving in? You know, that's not reality. So we have to walk in reality. Flesh takes you outside of reality. Oh, maybe he really wants the truth. Well, let's see. Let's look at his fruit, right? So the longer you do this, if you keep your eyes on Christ and the word, it's just going to, you won't be jaded. You give everybody a chance. But as each person comes and says, I want it, and they don't. Hey, maybe I want it. I don't. They don't. Those two want it. They don't. You just go, yeah, God's word is true. It is. And it builds your faith.
Amen.
Eyes on Christ, not on the people.
Amen.
Amen.
Make sense?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So what else is going on? What else are you guys thinking about before we get into a couple of teachings or offerings or whatever we're going to bring up here tonight? I got a couple of things I want to bring. What else are you thinking about? Anything you want to share before we dig in and start?
I got a scripture. Actually, a parable. Brother Akul and I were kind of discussing it, and I was thinking about it all day today. But it might turn into a little bit of a longer discussion. So your verse by verse is kind of being getting pushed off a bit. So I can wait with that if you want to do your verse by verse.
Well, that's okay. We can start that. But yeah, save that if that's your topic. Anything like just kind of satellite stuff you're thinking about or anything like that? I had an interesting witnessing situation today. I call it a junk store, but it really was an antique store, a really nice one. I've never seen a more organized junk store, antique store in my life. This guy had so much stuff, And it was amazing how organized he was in there. And he was kind of a tough-looking biker guy, big beard, and kind of looked more like a biker, not the typical guy running an antique store. And I went to witness to him at the end. Sister Amen found two little things. It was a really pricey store, I think, and antique stores usually are. It's kind of tourist trap stuff. And Sister Amen found two little, I think you found some forks you needed, right? Some forks for her kitchen. And he was really nice. He goes, oh, they were a dollar a piece, I think. He goes, I got so many of those, just take them. He was really nice. And I'm like, no, we'll pay. He's like, just take them. And I was like, oh. And then I tried to look around really hard to buy something. Once again, I didn't want to be a cheapskate. I'm looking around hard trying to find something. But he had stuff that just was, I just wouldn't pay the money for. It's more like antiques and valuable things that I was looking for some camping stuff for Brother Koo, and I couldn't find anything there. So I said, well, I said, you gave us something, I'm going to give you something. I went to give him a gospel. And in my flesh, I probably would have told you, I expected him to go, okay, thanks, see you later. This guy actually, I got about an 11-minute audio. Sister Amen's going to put it up with some witnessing that we've done. Audios on our witnessing section, she'll put it up. He listened. And I preached the whole gospel to him, and I would remind him that all this is going to fade away, and what's he going to do when he stands before God. And he listened. He was really respectful. He told us about a couple that was doing a house church thing, and that a man got COVID and died from COVID. And then his wife kept going, and he said, it's kind of sad. Him and her started like a house church thing. Then he got sick, and they started going around to churches, just flavoring all the churches. Then he dies of COVID. Then she keeps going, and she's bouncing around to churches. So I don't think it was very truth-inspired, because God doesn't lead you out of the body, the churchianity system, and then he doesn't lead you back in, does he?
No.
So he told me about that. But anyway, it was really awesome to get to witness to him, and it's one of those things where I felt like going in that store, and I have no idea why, other than to witness, because we don't go into antique stores. You know, an old beat-up hammer is like $15, you know, that type of stuff. And we just don't go in there for that kind of stuff. But we went in there, we got to witness the gospel, so that was pretty awesome. So think about that when you're out and about. A lot of times you'll go into a place that you don't even really need to buy anything, and maybe it's just to look around, and not that you want to look like you're not buying anything, but if you don't find anything to buy, maybe it's there to witness.
Yeah.
So when we go out in the world, we don't really go out to get gas or get ice or get food. We go out to give out the gospel, and while we're there, we get gas, we get ice, and we get food. So that's how we do it.
Yeah, nice.
What's on your thoughts today, Brother Purgos?
I have a question.
A question.
Are they free today, or do I need to re-up my monthly subscription?
Nope. Questions are still free for a limited time only. Okay. Don't ask me how long the limited time is until the new heaven and earth come. We do have a limited time, so.
Soon. Offer expires soon.
Yeah. Offer expires upon the Lord's return. What's your question, brother?
You ever just like blurt out things and you don't know why?
Blurt out things and I don't know why.
In a good sense or in a bad sense?
In a good sense.
Okay.
Like, I was in the HR office the other day and someone said, oh, Merry Christmas. And like instantly I said, I don't practice pagan holidays. Like, instantly right to one of the HR people. It's like my filter got removed.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Well, yeah, I mean, sure, the Holy Spirit can give you things to say, and if you're filling your mind and your life up with the things of God, ready? And if you're filling your heart up with the things of God, out of the abundance of your heart, what happens?
Your mouth speaks.
Yep.
It's like, normally I would like, yeah, I mean, I wasn't tired, it was like instantly like bypassed brain almost, and just lips moved with barely any thought.
Yeah, that's awesome. He'll give you the words to say, and again, study to be approved, and things just come out when you need them. It almost it almost becomes, as the more you do it, the more seasoned you are, the more experienced you are, the more you walk into things of God, it's almost like the Holy Spirit puts you on autopilot, if that makes any sense. It's like you don't have to sit there and worry and wonder, what am I going to do? It's like you're just like on autopilot. So when you go out witnessing, you go and talk to people, it's like I don't even think about what's coming next because I know that I'm going to know what to say or what not to say in some cases, and the Holy Spirit's going to give me that. So it's like kind of like you're on autopilot. The Holy Spirit just takes over. Brother Kuo said it. I love what Brother Kuo said. He's learning this. He said, you go out, and he said, you got to tell your flesh, I'm going to go do this even though people hate it. And he said, you go out in your flesh, and all of a sudden, he said, or you put your flesh down to go out, and all of a sudden, he said, the Holy Spirit rises you up, and you have this boldness and this zeal, and you're saying things you know need to say, and you're doing it, and you feel this joy, and you're empowered, and you're doing it. And he said, when you're done, it's like the Holy Spirit like sets you back down, because you don't need it when you're sitting in your van, right? You need to rise up when you're with a bunch of people, and then when you're back in your van, he kind of sets you back down. So it kind of works that way, doesn't it, Brother Zealous?
Yeah, the stuff kind of just blurting out. It's happened a few times to me. I can know some instances, but yeah, it has. If you're talking about stuff blurting out in the bad sense, then that would be bridling your tongue. But
right,
in the good sense, yeah, I think it can happen. It has happened to me a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. It's good, pure, and true things. Otherwise, yeah, you'd have to bridle that tongue.
Yeah, one of them was with Ryan. I was telling Brother Kuo this yesterday, sharing with him. Remember Ryan, the guy I talked to? His dad was a Lutheran pastor.
Oh, yeah.
He's a builder. Dad was a Lutheran pastor and that, and I was talking, and this literally just blurted out because he was trying to make a comparison. He came out of a false religion, and we both came out of false religions to try and find ourselves, and that's just blurted out for me. Like, I didn't think about it. And it hit him, so it must have been the Spirit, because I don't think that fast. It just blurted out.
Yeah.
I sought God's truth, and God led me out of it. You sought yourself, and God lost. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Definitely. It's an awesome thing. Again, filling your life, your mind up with the things of God, what is going to come out? Not a bunch of worldly garbage. If you're walking in the Spirit, you're not going to act like a fleshly man. So that's what the evidence and the fruit that you're of him is, that type of things are taking place. Otherwise, if it's the opposite, then you're in a whole bunch of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome. So, I tell you what, I'm going to shut this audio down. Brother Zealous, why don't you go ahead and cover what you wanted to talk about? Let me start a new audio.
Okay.